This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome to the podcast. Brother Eric John Phelps with 24/7 World Radio Podcast today on this July the 8th, 2025. I'm with my dear brother in Christ, Brother Fernando Castaneda, who lives in Texas with his dear wife, Kendra. And I've known him for years. We know the Lord from together for years. We both are of the conviction that the Jesuits run everything. And so we're always looking for the Jesuit hand in a crisis that is either deliberately created or is that takes place and that they're going to utilize it for their purposes. So, Brother Fernando, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Brother Eric. It's good to be here with you and your with the dear brethren and our your dear listeners. And hopefully the Lord will bless this conversation and reveal the hand of the order and footprints of the protocols.
Okay, well, Nan and I are going to cover the topic today of the flooding in Texas because Brother Fernando lives in Texas and he knows exactly what has happened here. He has all the details with his wife, Kendra. And then we're going to analyze a couple of other incidences that took place on the 4th of July and how we believe the Jesuits are coordinating this to a particular end that has to do with the Epstein records that have disappeared. So we'll start out, and Brother Fernando, why don't you go ahead and give us the introduction and what happened on the flooding of the what the fourth? So just feel free to elucidate whatever facts you have, and then I'll just add a comment here or there.
Sure, I'm just gonna try to recall July 3rd when I went to bed, and I go to bed early. I did not see any kind of indication on our local news about possible flooding in the Hill Country. They could have mentioned it in passing, but since I no longer work and I'm retired, I kind of spent a lot of time listening to news broadcasts and more time on the computer and talking with my lovely wife. And so I'm kind of trying to stay abreast of everything that's going on, because we all know, as repentant, born again believers in the Lord, regenerated in the Holy Spirit, that it's getting close for our blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord. So I kind of stay abreast. And of course, with all the I call them a micro false flags, brother, that are taking place. Micro false flags. They're not huge like what occurred in the towers back in 2001. They're just micro false flags. So there was no indication of a flood, possible flood warning. And then when I woke up, I wake up very early and I turned on the news, and lo and behold, they were having a news coverage on flash flood occurrence in Kerrville, in Ingram, and Hunt, which are little small communities, little small cities nearby. And they were just talking about the devastation. And so they had all the news coverage, and I think they had a press conference at 10 o'clock. They said it was supposed to be at 9. It was an hour late. So my wife and I, we were just glued to the television trying to keep track of all this. And they finally came on, and the news conference took place initially at Kerr County. So the local city manager, the mayor, the sheriff, and Governor Abbott was there, and Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, and of course, Nim Kidd, who I personally know because I worked with him here locally in the fire department. And he managed to promote himself up, hobnobbing with everyone. And
Now, what's his name again?
Nimkid.
Nim Kidd.
He is the director of the Emergency Management Organization here in the state of Texas.
Let's see.
And he has become very prominent. And when I used to work with him 20 years ago, you could tell that the individual just wanted to move up, and he hobnobbed with the right individuals, and you could tell that when you're working in an organization, such as private or public. In my case, it was public, and you can tell individuals that we call it their kiss butt. They kiss butt. They're sycophants, brother. They're sycophants.
Sycophants, that's a good one. Yep.
Yeah, that's the college term for butt kisser. Excuse my nomenclature that I use, but that's the way our street talk is. So Nimkid is the director of the emergency management here, and he, needless to say, he does a very good job in dispensing the emergency crews. They did an excellent job in doing the best they can. And you always want to play Monday morning quarterback and all this. That's just the nature of the way we are. They did that when I was in the fire department, and they criticized everyone, brother. They call it a brotherhood, i.e. brotherhood. But in the inside, in closed doors, they backstab each other. They do. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But getting back to when the flood was occurring, the news conference, the city manager was explaining the time, the chronological time frame, the dynamics of the flood. He stated that they received a flood warning at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Say that
But
again,
he,
please. Play that one more time.
the city manager, when he was addressing the news conference, he stated that they received from, the, what is it, the NW, the National Weather Service, NWS, that's the initials that they kept on repeating. National Weather Service sent a flood warning at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Blood warning at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Of course, the city manager states, well, everybody's asleep. So I went jogging. He says, I went jogging at 3:30 just to check out the river. So he goes jogging where all the camps,
Is this 3:30 in the afternoon?
3:30 in the morning,
The
that
morning.
morning,
He's
right before.
jogging 3:30 in the morning. Who
Yes.
gets up at 3:30 in the morning to go jogging? Unless he has an alternative purpose. Go ahead.
That, you're right, brother. That doesn't make sense. I mean, I get up at 3:30 in the morning because I go to bed at 8 o'clock. Because in my profession, I'm sure you're well of, brother, firefighters, they're up all night making emergency calls. And that's what I spent my career making emergency calls for 35 years. So my sleep deprivation is really severe right now. And so I go to bed early and I wake up early. So when the city manager of Kerrville says he was jogging at 3:30 in the morning and it was slightly raining, and but the river level was okay, those were his words. The river level was okay.
So he's really checking out the river level at 3:30 in the morning, and the excuse to do that is he's jogging. Okay.
Yeah, that just didn't make sense. So that version has been lost. No one's ever bringing that up anymore. So fast forward, watching all the news coverage, they've interviewed several campers that made it out. And one camper that made it out said that it was 1 o'clock in the morning. He was awoken by a clap of thunder. But he was awoken by the lightning first. You know how lightning strikes first and then the thunder. Well, the lightning woke him up, and then a clap of thunder, and they were in an RV. This was 1 o'clock in the morning. And he told his wife, "Honey, we need to get the hell out of here." That's what he said. Well, they drove to a rest stop, you know, the rest areas on the side of the highways. And I presume they went to the one near Kerrville that is set up high atop a hill. And the news media had gone to speak to them in the morning of the flood. So they got their testimony of how they got out of here. Now, granted, this guy didn't have any of the latest technology. He just had his eyes and ears and his gut. He had the foresight to self-evacuate from where he was camping along the river. Because, well, brother, we're in our 60s and we've been on this earth long enough, and this gentleman was old. And so he knows when a storm is coming. Just get out of Dodge.
So he went up to the rest area in Kerrville, and that's a high area, and
Yes.
that's where he stayed, and he wasn't affected by the water.
And he wasn't affected by the water. So my point is, there has to have been others that did the same thing. But when the city manager was explaining that he was running through the river area, through the camps, 3:30 in the morning, jogging, it was a slight drizzle and the river level was okay. But brother, after 3:30, 3:40, 3:45, 4 o'clock, the water rose 20 feet, over 20 feet.
So water rose 20 feet in an hour?
In 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes. Further proving that this is a man-made phenomenon done
Yes.
by the cloud seeders and other high technology. And that particular company that you know about, I'm sure you're going to say something about, is Rainmaker. And it
Oh, there's all of a sudden now, brother. There's John Rappaport did an excellent article that you emailed him. He mentioned four of them in Texas, but they've been in play since 1971. They've been in operation.
So
And
four businesses in operation since 1971 that are involved in weather alteration.
yes, I mean, there's in North Texas, in West Texas, and South Texas. And of course, you know, we got our quote unquote NASA in Houston. That's nothing but a weather making facility there.
Which means, of course, never a straight answer.
Yes, NASA, never a straight answer.
Never a straight
Yeah.
answer. Yeah.
But now all of a sudden you have all these weather modification, local cloud seeding companies that are being revealed. And
So therefore, the water rose in 30 minutes to an hour, 20 feet.
yes, and the city manager continued to give his explanation and presentation that the media started pressing him a little bit, but now with after what is it now, 3 days, 4 days now? What are we the today's
Eight.
the eight, 4 days
Mm-hmm.
later, the media is starting to press weather modification questions to the local authorities.
And here's my question. If that city manager was busy jogging at 3:30 in the morning in that area, and that water rose 20 feet between 30 minutes and an hour, how did he get out of there? What mode?
Well,
How
not only that, brother,
did he
but not only that, brother, I'm sorry to interrupt, but not only that, he didn't mention he had a cell phone with him. He didn't mention he had a satellite phone with him, because when I used to work in these shelter types of situations that I did plenty of, I worked alongside these individuals. We were given satellite phones, brother. We were given cell phones. We were given laptops. I mean, he had to have some kind of communication with them. And so he didn't mention anything about that.
And
It's
also about this time, is not the cell phone service going out?
That's exactly right. That's why we're given satellite phones, brother.
I see. So the cell phones were out about the time he's jogging, and he has to have some form of communication. So he must
Yes, but
have had
and he doesn't
internet.
mention it. He didn't mention what form of communication he had.
It's true. Okay.
So the media didn't press him on that. But what I find odd, brother, is that when they were speaking to the other camp members and campers, they were saying 3:45, 4 o'clock, total devastation. Total, the
Really?
water level was out of control.
So if he said they're jogging at 3:30 and by 4 o'clock you have total devastation, that's like 30 minutes later. He
Yes.
had to have some sort of communication on him to get out of the way.
Yes. And so
And he had to probably have a car. He probably just walked back to his car because he's not out jogging. So he has them notice from his satellite phone, you better get out of there now. It's water's rising, gonna be 20 feet higher in 3 minutes. And so he gets out of there. Does that make sense to you?
it does. And another thing I want to add, brother, Camp Mystic, the notorious camp where the majority of the young ladies, young girls are missing. The procedure is for all the, you know, how all the young people have cell phones, brother, and iPads. You
Right,
know that.
right, right.
Well, they're supposed to turn these in to the camp staff. So none of them had cell phones themselves.
How
I'm like,
convenient.
oh,
How
you know,
convenient.
they're supposed to unwind and de-stress and they know and all this kind of stuff when you go to camp. And so these poor dear children had nothing, brother. And so, I mean, talk about a sacrifice.
Yeah. And of course, we know that this is the Jesuit orders. Counter-Reformation design in destroying historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and Baptist peoples because all the little girls were white,
And
So
they were white and they were apostate, brother, from apostate families.
apostate
Come to
families.
find out, Camp Mystic is Roman Catholic.
Camp Mystic is Roman Catholic, and there were a lot of Southern Baptists there, weren't there?
Yes, the Baptist Church is present there in Kerrville and Kerr County, of course. You know, the
That's
historic.
primarily the Southern Baptist, right?
Yeah, Southern Baptist, it's all historical Baptists there.
S slowly becoming Catholic. Okay.
Yes, and that's
Southern
this
Baptist Church.
unfortunate thing, of course.
It is. It's terrible. I'm not
And
making light of it. I'm just saying that they're heretics and liberals. You got heretic Baptists and you got liberal Roman Catholics because the liberal Catholics believe in gun ownership and freedom of speech and so on. So the Jesuits are going to kill the heretics and the liberal Catholics. And as what's her name says in her book, The Black Pope, M.F. Puskás, the Jesuits said they will wade through the blood of their own Catholic people just to kill the Protestants. So here's an
exactly.
example. Yeah. So here's an example of killing white Catholics and white Baptists and Protestants at this camp in their further destruction of the Reformation and the white race peoples who the Lord used to bring about. And especially Texas, because Texas issued a wonderful Declaration of Independence in what, 1836?
Yes.
Was issued by white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who were Calvinists. And they blamed the priests for the
Yes.
tyranny that was in Texas, right in that wonderful Declaration of Independence. And so the Jesuits hate them for that. So the Jesuits never forsake nor forget. And so it's the continual attack against the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and Baptists of Texas and everybody else that would embrace the Bible and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. So, would you agree with that?
Well, amen, brother. I totally agree with that. And it is disheartening because living here in the city where the Alamo is, Candy and I, we go to the memorials of commemorating the fallen heroes of the Alamo. And so it's unfortunate because we see nothing but Masonic emblems all around there, brother. And the Scottish Rite Freemason Temple is just a block away from the Alamo. And the Catholic.
And the men killed at the Alamo were primarily Protestants,
Yes.
Baptists, and they were killed by the savage Roman Catholic Mexican army of that Roman Catholic Jesuit coadjutor, Santa Anna. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and he was being housed at the Catholic Cathedral there, 5 blocks away from the Alamo. But there was no blocks at that period, 1836. It was just open field.
So Santa Anna was being housed there.
At the San Fernando Cathedral.
San Fernando Cathedrel.
Yeah, my
So
name.
the Jesuits were busy trying to destroy any sort of separation from the Mexican Empire by these white Protestants in Texas. Had many of have immigrated from the South and wanted to have a life there and had just had their religious freedom protected by the Mexican government, which reneged on that. So anyway, if we mention that in the backdrop of the continual
Yes.
destruction of Texas.
Yes.
We have the alien Roman Catholic Hispanic alien invasion of Texas in the millions. And these invaders are criminals. All of them are criminals because they came here illegally. They are here. They are criminal, illegal invaders. They are not immigrants. And so, for that reason alone, they're criminals, not to mention all the other common law crimes they commit, which further weakens Texas to the delight of the Jesuit order. Would you agree with that, brother?
Yes, and I would also agree that the Jesuits never forget, and we're getting payback from them,
Yeah.
just like Japan,
Yeah, that's right.
Russia, Germany.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And sometimes it takes a century, but payback is coming at the hand of the Jesuits if there's no preacher that's going to tell the people about it. And if there's no preacher that's going to tell people about it, then there's definitely going to be no statesman that's going to be against it. So, okay, so we have the flooding. We have the killing of what? How many people died in that? I think it's 100 people died so far.
Well, there's different figures because you have the figures coming out of Kerr County, Kerrville area, which are, I believe, in the 60s or 80s that are dead. But the total Texas figure, because again, you have flooding in San Angelo, which is north of Kerrville. And then you had flooding in guess what city? Georgetown. We have a Georgetown city here in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was flooding there with people missing. And of course, Juan Seguin's town, Seguin, Texas, that little city is along the Guadalupe River. Hello, Lady of the Guadalupe, the Roman Catholic saint. So
Yes.
the Jesuits use their own, landmarks to do recompense to the
Yes, they
Protestants.
do. Yes, they do. Okay, so they carried out this flood on the 4th of July, correct?
Correct.
Now, what else? So this is a huge distraction for the country and for the Pope's controlled media. That includes Fox too, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, all controlled by the Pope and his agents. So now, at the same time, we have I didn't mention this to you, but I thought I would bring it up. We have the, let me just take a good quick drink. I'm going to stop the recording for a minute. Pause.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. While this is happening, while the 4th of July is a time of massive flooding for the heretic and liberal state of Texas, condemned by the Jesuit Order's Council of Trent. We also have what's going on in Chicago, where the majority savage blacks, and I always distinguish between the majority savage blacks versus the minority civil blacks. I've done that for over 20 years. And the minority civil blacks are generally Bible-believing Christian people that are dear, sweet people. They don't hate white people. But the majority of these blacks are savages. That's what I call them. They prove it by their behavior. And on the 4th of July, for the celebration in Chicago, they had, let me see, they had a shooting there in Chicago. That 55 of them were shot and 8 died. So it was black on black crime. And they're
Yeah, that's
busy
right.
shooting up the place. And then the article said, and that was less than were killed in previous years.
And that occurred before
That
the
occurred
4th
on
of July.
the
4th. On the 4th?
On the 4th.
Okay.
Right.
Because I remember seeing part of that, but I was so consumed with this flooding. I was overwhelmed with all
Yeah.
the
So here
distraction.
you have distraction shooting them up in Chicago. Because the population of Chicago is 50-50, 50-50 black, white. And so you have that distraction in conjunction with the flooding. And then you also have, as I say, the Jesuit order has weaponized the blacks against us, weaponized the blacks against the whites for our destruction or for our genocide, either by murder or by amalgamation. And this is their program in every historical white nation: England, Scotland, South Africa, Rhodesia, Sweden, Australia. This is not a coincidence. So you have this mass design of the destruction of white peoples from historic Protestant Reformation base being destroyed by these blacks and the Muslims that the Jesuits have brought into our countries for our destruction to drive us into the new right. Or be consumed by these criminals, these criminal savages that they have brought here illegally. And the government, because the CIA and the NSA is all behind this, they help facilitate it because what they want is they want all the white people driven into the new right, as spoken of by Martin Lee in his book, The Beast Reawakens, and Betty Clermont in her book, The Neo-Catholics. So here we have more. Now this is black on black crime, which can be used then to justify gun confiscation, because the last thing the Jesuits want for us to have is our guns. So because we have all this black on black crime and then black on white crime, we're going to take away the guns from everybody, because that's what they want to do. 20,000 gun laws on the books right now. So this is another agitation on the fourth. So that's our second major agitation. Our third agitation is the signing of the big beautiful bill by Trump on the fourth. Now you can go ahead with that, brother, if you like. Talk about that.
Sure. He signed the big, beautiful bill. The big, somebody else was using a different nomenclature, but big, beautiful bill, 666. All the gematria and occult labeling. But you mentioned about the taking away the guns. There was another incident in the valley here in South Texas, where a single individual shot up a border patrol facility that was adjacent to the international airport at McAllen, Texas. That was yesterday, I believe. So you have more gun incidents
Yeah,
to
I think
put.
that was a white shooter. That was a
Yeah.
white shooter.
No, he had an Hispanic last name. He had gone missing, and another town there in the valley reported him missing. But that's all they have to tell us. I'm convinced, I'm convinced these are just assets, brother, that are being activated.
Yes.
And of course, when the local police, the local authorities realize they work with the military, everything is hush hush.
That's right.
And that's what it looks like with this. There's all indications that this was probably an asset. It was military in nature. And they gotta hush it all up.
It's like the
So
Bourne Identity, just like the Bourne Identity and all those movies, the
yes. They
CIS.
tell us what they're gonna do.
Sure. Okay, so now that happens, and then we have the signing of the big, beautiful bill. Now,
And
what
also get back to the 2nd of July. That was the distraction of Diddy.
Oh, yes. Then we have the black savage Sean Diddy Combs, serial rapist and evidently a murderer, arranging for the deaths of other people. It's been rumored that he was involved in the death of Michael Jackson and a few other people. But, he's king of the road of all the black rapping and what's going on, which is a savage culture. And so he gets convicted on some lower charges, but he doesn't get convicted on the big ones. So I find that there's another distraction. Because I really don't care about Sean David, what's his name? Sean Diddy Combs. Who cares? What state was he in?
That was California, but it also,
California.
I think, it went back and forth to New York and California because, and also Florida because he had homes or mansions in all those states.
So that's he was in a national crime.
But brother, he was hobnobbing with the
Yes. So
mean, he had
see, so
pictures
we
with.
can't find him guilty of the big stuff of
No.
conspiracy, because that's going to bring in all these other people that are involved in it. So we can't find him guilty of that. Does that make sense to you?
Well, now there's no Epstein list, so yeah.
No, we're getting to that. Okay.
I'm sorry about that, brother. Don't want to take your glory.
That's our consummation here. So you got Combs, you got the flood, you got the black on savage black on black crime in Chicago. You got what else? And now we have, well, the big beautiful bill, and it's always touted, well, no tax on Social Security, which is a good thing. But then you look back, who was responsible for taxing Social Security? It wasn't a Democrat.
No.
It was Ronald Popel Ray Reagan.
Yeah,
Ronald
but
Reagan
we find
signed.
it ironic that all of these so-called Republicans originated as
As
Democrats.
the Democrats, that's right. And there's a classic book written on Reagan called The Candidate Counterfeit. And that was put out by the John Birch Society 40 years ago. For the listener, you got to get the book because he was a gun grabber. He was a big on the what socialism. I mean, everything we abhor as Bible-believing men of God, he backed. His ties with the mafia, Frank Sinatra. And so Ronald Reagan was a real rhino, and he had nothing to do. And then he's made a Knight of Malta in 1989. And then he is, and he, or he lets the, he recognized the sovereign state of Vatican City in 1984. He was a complete and total
Right.
puppet of the Pope and his Jesuits to do what they wanted him to do here. So, anyway, that's who started taxing Social Security, Ronald Reagan. And then we're going to have what? No tax on tips and no tax on what is it? Overtime. When the facts of the income tax are this: you only owe the income tax if you have gross income. And if you have gross income, that means you have income derived from a source. And there are only two sources: employee as defined in the code and trade or business as defined in the code. And that doesn't apply to most, it doesn't apply to most people. Most people do not have a federal privilege. So you're in federal privilege to be an employee, federal privilege to have a trade or business. It's not trade or business, it's trade or business. And then everybody is cajoled or deceived into filing a W-4 or a W-9. And therefore, there's a presumption of gross income. And then they're all going to file a income tax return to fund the military industrial complex waging war around the world for the benefit of the Pope and not for the benefit of the American people. Of course, it could never be for the benefit of the people, because how is waging war in foreign countries for our benefit? So anyway, this big, beautiful bill is touted as no tax on Social Security, no tax on tips, and no tax on overtime. But they cut Medicaid.
Yeah.
Cut it severely. Now we have to look at this as warriors, that we're the Jesuit warrior in gradually destroying North America or the white people of North America. So what we do is we get them on Social Security. Then we get them on Medicaid. And then we get them so they're dependent on it, so they don't have any other money coming except from Social Security. And now they're totally dependent upon it, and they're going to raise your monthly stipend or whatever. And then all of a sudden, for if you get sick, we're not going to cover that with Medicaid. And what that means is we're going to take your house from you so that you can pay for the service that you're getting. Or if you have to go to an old folks home, you got to pay, get rid of your house. And what's going to happen is we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people that were dependent on this, unfortunately, due to the communist principles of Franklin Damitable Roosevelt. Now they're going to be thrown out in the street or something. It's another major crisis that this bill will bring to
Yes,
pass.
it is.
And so this
It
will,
reminds me, brother, of the mortgage industry.
yeah, same thing.
Everybody becomes homeless.
Homeless, that's right. And the horrible, terrible thing is the conspiracy of the mortgage industry, where they con you into signing a mortgage when you provided the promissory note in exchange for the credit from the bank. It's to be an equal exchange. You should never sign a mortgage, but because you didn't deposit the promissory note on special deposit, you did a general deposit, that promissory note became the bank's. And so it's its asset now, so they can extend the credit to you based on you having to sign a mortgage. That's the whole terrible, awful story of the mortgage swindle. So, as a result, you have all these homeless people on the streets in every major city now.
That's right.
Now, what do you think is going to happen to these people, brother?
Well, they're either going to starve to death or they're going to create civil unrest.
Civil
They're going
unrest.
to fight back.
But it goes back to the Jesuits using Oliver North that night of Malta and Ronald Reagan that night of Malta with Readiness Exercise 1984. Remember that one?
Yes,
And in
Rex
the
84.
Readiness Exercise 1984, called Rex 84, they erected 600 FEMA camps.
That's right.
And they're completely fitted to bring in these people so that they can be exterminated there. And that's where all these aliens, Hispanics, and everybody else here is illegal. They're not going back to their countries. They're going to be rounded up by the new right, and they're going to these camps that are already in place, ready to roll. Remember, Alaska has the largest FEMA camp in the country with over 1 million acres outside of Anchorage. It's the Auschwitz of North America. And Oliver North and these other Knights of Malta helped set it up. Do you think these camps are not going to be used, brother, or do you think they're going to use them?
They got to use them.
That's right.
But I think it's going to be a slow process. They'll probably use the Walmart stores first, and they'll segue into the actual literal camps. It's going to be a process.
Well, the Walmarts, I think, will be the holding places because every Walmart is built near a set of railroad tracks or a big interstate or an airport. So,
Or underground access.
yes, or underground, yes. So they're going to use these camps. And they also, the military government, because remember, we've been in a military government since March 9th, 1933. We haven't had a civilian government for 92 years, thanks to FDR. So they've also bought, what, 2 billion hollow point rounds?
Oh, yes.
So, and hollow point rounds are illegal in war. Because, as you know, when that bullet exits you, it tears a big hole
You're
wherever
right.
it's exiting. So they're illegal, but they have a billion here for the enemy belligerents here. So they're paving the way to get to the place where they can incite their leftist, socialist, communist savages, be it George Floydians, who was never killed, by the way. Or else the Antifa communists that they used in the days of Germany to bring Hitler to power. Because Antifa was used in Bavaria to bring Hitler to power. So they have all these factions. And in studying the Jesuits, as you know, we learn to think dialectically. We have this line that's happening, and this one over here, and this one over here. And how do they dovetail? How do they meet to be used for the consummation of the design of the Jesuits? So we have the big, beautiful bill that's going to result in all sorts of people losing their homes, going into no place to live. And when, in fact, the
Let me
children.
say this about the big, beautiful bill, brother. There's so much involved in it. It reminds me of how they ushered in 1933 with the Trading with the Enemy Act, how there was no vote on it.
Yeah, no vote for the Emergency Banking Relief Act.
Yeah, no vote for emergency banking, and no one was allowed to read it. This was how the big, beautiful bill was pushed through. No one read it all, so we really don't know what's in it. And what I've read, well, this is in it, now this is not in it. I don't know what's in it.
Do you see anybody with MSNBC or anybody with Fox getting a portion of the bill and reading it
No.
to you? There's not one who did it. Not one.
But I did read that there's going to be another trillions of dollars being printed when this bill goes into effect. It's going to
Well,
add more to the debt.
yes, I think Trump has added three trillion to the debt.
Yes. Which reminds me of COVID. If you remember COVID in 2019, Trump signed that 3.3, hello, $33 trillion dollars of money to be printed in order to keep the essential businesses open and other essential businesses. And that's when you had a lot of fraud, people using COVID money for their own personal use. I mean, a lot of fraud.
So we'll use Jesuit Fauci to be the big spokesman and pusher of the whole COVID fraud. And then tr Trump will push Fauci, the Jesuit, as Biden would, showing that Trump and Biden work for the same Jesuits, except different extremes. And so he'll create more debt. And now we're going to have more debt with, I guess, the great big beautiful bill or something like that. Anyway, it's a huge agitation, and this is just what the Jesuits want. It furthers the agitation. Now, in consummating this, the Jesuits have to protect their soldiers. They have to protect their Jesuit temporal coadjutors,
Yes.
men or women, married, what have you, that are in places of political, banking, whatever, military power, right?
Also, I worked with so many in the common working area, brother. I mean, I worked with a Jesuit priest in my organization, and he was a Jesuit. He was teaching at a Catholic high school. And he wore a cassock. He showed me pictures of it. He wasn't a cassock.
Is that right? Now, for the listener, a cassock is the black gown that the
Yes.
Jesuits wear, and the hat is called a beretta.
And so now he's probably a chief in the fire department. But he was instrumental in working alongside the emergency management area, FEMA, emergency departments. I mean, he just segued his way into that. I'm like, but he was brilliant. He'd make high scores in the promotional exams because the Jesuits in their educational institutions, my dear listeners and brethren, because I was Catholic educated, they teach you to compartmentalize the testing information. So that way you shrink it down to a cubicle. And so you're able to recall, and that's how you make hundreds in their test methods.
See.
And so this individual, he would make hundreds in these difficult promotional exams that I took time and time again. I couldn't, I guess because my Jesuit education was already gone and I have forgotten about it. So, but that's the way they train these coadjutors, brother, into mixing in into public and private sectors.
Okay, so there are Jesuit coadjutors in the government, and one of them is Donald J. Trump.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I say that he's the leading Jesuit coadjutor in this country, advocating all these things and addressing the objections and the oppression that whites have been under since the civil rights movement. And so the whites are fleeing into his protection. It's just exactly what Hitler did after World War I when he gave relief to the German people after he comes to power as chancellor in 1933. He builds the Autobahn, he builds the Volkswagen, he does all sorts of things, creates jobs, whatever, for the poverty-stricken German people as a result of World War I and that filthy Versailles Treaty. And so he endears the Catholics and the Protestants and the Lutherans that are apostate. They've departed from the Luther Bible. He endears them all into the Nazi Party. And this is exactly what we're having here now. The white Catholics and the white Protestants and Baptists are being endeared to Trump in his new party. Remember, he had his Catholics for Catholics meeting about a month or so ago, 2 months ago. We had over 100 Catholic priests at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, the
Yes.
guy's a Jesuit, he's a priest, his wife's a Roman Catholic. Come on, he's backed by the Archbishop of New York City, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. And he's out there, holding the Bible up at the Episcopalian Church. It's all a great delusion and deception. to bring all of us whites into the new right led by Donald Trump. So they must protect Trump. He cannot fall into disgrace. Now we have the Epstein files.
There's no files, brother.
Jeffrey Epstein, and from what I understand, Trump's name was on the list of people that went to that island.
His name was on there multiple times.
Multiple times. So this means that with the power that he had in New York as a builder, with the he went to the Al Smith dinner every year with his father, Fred. So he was a absolutely acquainted with the Archbishop of New York and the power of the papacy in New York City. They saved it from his bankruptcy three or four times, something like that, on the big
And
bank.
don't forget, he worked with the mob.
Yes, he worked with the mob.
Because
His
his attorney was, what was his name? His attorney that
Roy
sodomized.
Cohen. Roy Cohen, Masonic Jew, homosexual. And Roy Cohen was also tied to the Knights of Malta.
Yes.
He was friends with Edward Bennett Williams and a few other powerful knights. So Trump is an insider. Trump is part of the swamp. Trump works with all these papal court Jews and B'nai B'rith and the Black Nation of Islam. Pardon me, he works with them all because they're tied together through Freemasonry, subject to the Jesuit order that wrote all those rites. So now, what do we have? We have an announcement of, I think it was the 4th or the 5th, that the list, the Epstein list, has either disappeared or it never existed.
I'm reading that it never existed. That's what I read last.
Never existed. But you have Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. I think she's the Attorney General, isn't she?
Yes.
The Attorney General saying that these papers were on her desk, ready to go.
Yeah. There's tens of thousands of videos of children. I believe those are the words that she used, something like that.
So they're at her desk or the desk of somebody, ready to be reviewed, and then all of a sudden they're gone. Gone. And they're gonna, and it's the FBI says they're not there anymore. Well, who's the head of the FBI?
Posh Cattell?
Raj
That
Kattel.
his name?
That's right, he's East Indian descent. He put together a wonderful movie called Government Gangsters. I don't know if you've ever seen that. But he completely eviscerates the Democratic Party and shows Comey and these other criminals what they did in falsely accusing Trump. Remember, when you falsely accuse somebody, that creates sympathy for them. So
Yes.
false accusations were designed to create sympathy for Trump, which it did. Okay, so now you have Patel there, and then you have somebody else who's the deputy director of the FBI named Dan Bongino.
Dan Bongino.
Dan Bongino.
Yeah, Dan
Now, I
Bongino.
know a lady in Florida who knows his mother. And I talked with her mother a little bit about the Jesuits. And very nice lady. I think Dan Bongino generally wants to be patriotic. He's
Yeah.
likable. I like the guy. And I think Trump needs a fall guy. To cover this up, someone has to confess to something that they didn't do. Just like Ronald Reagan needed a fall guy for the Iran-Contra fiasco, the fall guy was Oliver North. He
Yes.
volunteers to be the fall guy. And he's rewarded for that for the rest of his life because he's going to be on Fox News and he's going to have war stories and a host of other things. But he took the fall for Reagan.
Yes.
I think that Dan Bongino is going to take the fall for Trump over this. I hope it doesn't happen. But that's exactly what the Jesuits do. They erect a fall guy to take the blame for their designs of their octopus, of their
Yes. And
massive.
can I interject this thing regarding the scapegoat and the fall guy, brother? What I've noticed in my own personal experience, I was a scapegoat many times.
Yeah.
What I've noticed,
promoted you. They never promoted you at the fire department, right?
that's right. But the ones that are the controlled scapegoats that are in the know, they promote them to something else.
Oh.
They elevate them,
Yeah.
because they throw them under the bus, they shame them, but then they elevate them to something so much higher. That's another example of the controlled scapegoat. So look at Oliver North. Did he go hungry? He didn't go hungry. I mean, he became a hero.
Hero. I remember I was doing a concrete job in a development in Lancaster called Windolph Landing. And we did all the sidewalks, flat work, and stuff like that. And one of the guys that was there, he was a cabinet installer, brilliant cabinet installer, but he was easily deceived. He was a Bible-believing man of God, but easily deceived in the new right. And I told him, Oliver North is a traitor, John, and he about lost it.
Yeah.
I said the same thing when I was speaking at a church in Connecticut. It was a Church of God church. He invited me to come up and speak on the Jesuits. I said, well, Ronald Reagan is a traitor. And you, about five or six of those white men wanted to get up and beat me half to death. And I said, well, guys, it's just the truth. And you need to deal with it. So whenever you go after the one that is supposedly the leader of conservatism and the new right, that guy is always going to have some sort of a fall guy if he has a problem. Reagan had one,
Yep.
and Trump is going to have one, I maintain. And I hope it's not Dan Bongino, because
Well, Trump has created scapegoats all through his political career. Am I not right? I mean, there was always someone who was by his side, and all of a sudden he throws them under the bus because they did something wrong.
threw Cohen
Wasn't,
under the bus.
yes, his that attorney, right?
That's right.
Others that were exposing the election fraud, and then they turn around and then they said they were lying themselves. All these local elected officials that were calling Trump's election a fraud, his loss of his second term. These people are in jail and they're still in jail. So there's different categories of scapegoats.
That's right.
But the bottom line is, like you stated about the church, the Protestant church in general, they're so duped into thinking these individuals, i.e. like Trump.
And the Baptist Church. Remember
Yes.
Jefferson Dallas? He's just as bad.
Yes, they think that these quote unquote conservative Republican individuals are sincere, righteous people trying to save this country.
Right. And it's impossible as long as the Protestant and the Baptist churches, because Baptists are not Protestant, as long as the Protestants and the Baptist churches have departed from the King James Reformation Bible in its present edition of 1769. You
Amen.
depart.
Brother, let me clarify something. When you say Protestants are not Baptists, are you referring to the doctrinal biblical stance of them or?
Well, I'm referring historically.
Okay.
Because Protestants only come along in the 1500s. The
Right.
Baptists have been along long before that in the various different groups called the Paulicians and the
Right.
Vogelbachs and others. So those were Bible-believing people
Okay.
who do not believe in any unity of church and state, whereas all the Protestant churches unify with the state somehow.
I got it. There are different sect
A different
of
sect
believers.
of Bible believers, and
Yes.
at the time, in the time of the Reformation, the most effective Protestants and the most effective Baptists were Calvinists.
Yes.
Calvinists, they believe in the sovereignty of God, they believe in the sword of just defense. And so it was the Calvinists that took to the battlefield and fought the Catholic armies and gave us our nations of political liberty. So they have destroyed Calvinism. They
Yes.
have destroyed the historic Westminster Confessions of Faith. They replaced the Westminster Confession. They've departed from the 39 Articles of the Anglican Church. They've departed from Luther's Longer Catechism. I mean, they've departed from and the
Yes.
Oxford Confession. They've departed from all that. So all these Protestants are really nothing more than Roman Catholics with a Protestant title. So if that's the case, they can easily be united with the Roman Catholics and the Roman Catholic Church in this building of the new right. Does that make sense?
Of course, and that's what's happening. These 501c3 church buildings that we have left, are believers in this Republican movement, and they salivate. I mean, they have this euphoric,
Yes.
overwhelming belief that these people are going to save this country.
Right. And some of the leaders are members of the Council for National Policy, like Kellyanne Conway. And that other guy that was has been a speaker for a long time. What's his name? His hair's always messed up. You know who it is. Dresses in black every time he's on. A leader of the new right, a big backer of Trump for a long time. What was his name?
Oh, you mean Steve Bannon?
Steve Bannon. He's Counsel
Yeah,
for National Policy.
Steve Bannon.
Yeah, Steve Bannon.
That alcoholic.
So they're all united under the papacy, under the Jesuits running the papacy. And so that's why I believe that Trump needs to be saved from anything that could happen as a result of this Epstein list.
Yes,
So it disappears, and there's got to be a fall guy in the midst
well,
of all this hullabaloo that took place about this time.
it's just so sickening that because I'm still reeling over the fact of what has happened here locally with the flooding, and then you take all these distractions. I can't really comprehend them yet because I'm really concentrated on this part of the flooding. So I could see, and this is just us.
That's right.
Can you imagine the folks that are lost?
Yeah.
They're not regenerated.
Yep.
They're lost.
Yep.
And they're being duped into whatever narrative that they're being drawn into.
That's right.
It's a mess, brother.
It is. And so the solutions that we preach are twofold. First of all, men need to repent. And they
Yes.
need to believe the gospel that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. So repentance and faith, two
Amen.
hands of the same body, absolutely essential. There's
Yes.
repentance and faith in Christ. Next thing needs to be done, we need to re remember our history, how God used us to break the temporal power of the Pope, okay? And how the Jesuits killed those of our leaders who were succeeding in doing, like he poisoned Benito Juarez in 1872, poisoned him at his desk because he was getting ready to expel the Jesuits out of Mexico. And the next year in 1783, Mexico did expel the Jesuits, thank God.
Yes.
So we have to realize that this counter-reformation versus the Reformation, Bible in the hands of the common man versus no Bible in the hands of the common man and fairy tales. It's the same warfare. So we have to truly believe on Christ, the Christ of the Bible, that he died for our sins, was buried, and rose again, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4.
Amen.
God has called all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17, 30, because he's going to set a day in
Amen.
which he's going to judge this world by that man who raised from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all
Amen.
going to judgment. The unsaved are going, first of all, they're going to hell, that's prison, until they're resurrected out with this resurrection body at the second resurrection. And then they're going to get their sentencing at the great
Yeah.
white throne where they're judged according to their works. That's all that's in the front of the unsaved. So we do have a burden for the unsaved people around us. We want to see them saved. We want to have to
Yes.
see their sins are forgiven. We want to see them in Christ because we know what's ahead for them.
Yes.
And then second of all, we need to remember what our Calvinist forefathers did when they took up the sword of just defense against political
Yes.
liberty. And the way we do that, I maintain, is biblical separation unto nationhood. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. We have to
Yeah.
declare our independence either on a state level or a county level from District of Columbia, totally in the arms of the Pope. Can't secede. Secession is not an option. It's a declaration of independence. And if Mecklenburg County can declare independence in 1775 out of North Carolina, Harris County in Texas can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Or Lebanon County in Pennsylvania can do the same thing. We can
Yes.
declare independence. And so that's our prayer, to truly be saved, be in Christ, return to the Reformation Bible, the AV 1611 for English-speaking people, and then resist politically calling for our separation unto nationhood. And I maintain racial and religious separation. We have a certain race of people, as white people, in conjunction with we are Protestants and Baptists. We
Amen.
separate to our own county, and the Catholics, they can do their same. Mel Gibson can have his Catholic state in Florida, whatever he wants to do, that's his business. And we can have our own. And we are not going to have any sort of Roman Catholic, papal, Jesuitical, political influence in our country. That's banned. So, in conclusion, my brother, I want to thank you for this broadcast. You bring so many wonderful facts, and I really appreciate it. And if the listeners would like to send you a donation or support you, do you have any information you could give?
That's fine, brother. I'm
All right.
I would appreciate it, but just to contact me, I mean that's fine. You can contact me if you want to
And
talk about things.
how do we do that?
You can call me. You call me on my cell, 210-215-4060.
One more time, please.
210-215-4060. You can give me a call and leave a voicemail. I usually don't pick up if I don't recognize the number. We try to live a quiet life because we know we're being monitored. And I'm sure the names that I dropped, it's going to get back to the coadjutors, and I'm
Sure.
probably going to feel some negative effect. I just pray the Lord through the Holy Spirit will just hedge about me with his ministering spirits that to protect us, because that's unfortunately, brother, we're just being surveilled 24/7, and the Lord's protected you thus far, and I believe the Lord through faith will protect us. So we just have to be careful on how we approach these matters.
That's right. We need to do what's right and let the Lord do what seemeth good to him. Trust him.
Amen.
All
Amen.
right,
So
my
yeah,
brother.
just give me a call, but I appreciate this opportunity, I love the brethren out there, and I love the dear listeners. I just pray for salvation for all, and I just want to
Warning every man, teaching every man that we might present every man perfect in Christ. Amen. Colossians 1, what, 27.
amen. And I just to because a lot of brethren have asked, well, how long have you known Brother Eric? I said, it's going to be 20 years now.
20 years. Didn't we meet in prison?
Well, yeah, on the internet. So I guess you could call
the
the internet prison.
internet.
It's the unhive the it's the hive mind. The
Yep.
unhived mind is when we wake up, right?
That's right. Amen.
But no, it's been 20 years now, and
Sure.
so I can't believe 20 years, brother.
I can't
And
either.
so we long for our blessed hope and glorious appearance. So
Amen.
thank you for having me on, brother. I love you and your family dearly.
Love you too. So we have Brother Fernando Castaneda with us today. You know how to contact him if you wish to contact him. He's a wealth of information, along with his dear wife, Kendra. And if you wish to send a donation, send it to
Yes.
rbpb.donate@comcast.net, or you can
Yes.
send a Cash App at cash tag Eric, Eric, John, John, Phelps, Phelps, or you can send a check the old-fashioned way, my old-fashioned way, which is to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless you as you seek to do his will according to his word, the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible.